Hi, this is Katie.
Yeah,
Brown.
All right.
How are you?
Hey, Katie. We were hoping this was you. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry. I tried to call just a little bit ago, but it ended up the line got cut off, so I'm glad I got through.
Yes, glad to have you through, Katie. How's the campaign going?
It is going wonderfully. Like, we are working so hard. So, as you know, we got in the campaign in June of last year and just worked diligently the last, you know, 6 months of the year. We visited every single county in the state. And y'all, this state is bigger than you think it is. I will tell you that. But it was just an incredible opportunity. I mean, our greatest resource, you know, it's our people. And so to sit down and listen to people, to listen to their, you know, their hopes, their dreams, kind of sort of what their challenges are, what they know this country to be and what we need to be fighting for, was just a wonderful way to kick this off. And that's what this is all about, is going and fighting for our Christian conservative values in Washington, D.C., and also fighting to make sure that hard working Alabamians have a seat at the table. So we're excited.
Katie, I want to talk to you about some national issues here in a minute and also the campaign. But tonight, what's on the schedule for tonight? You guys in this neck of the woods?
Yes, we are headed down your way right now. So we've got a full day today and tomorrow. I'm actually in the car with Wesley. He is excited to be a part, you know, obviously of the Senior Bowl. So we are coming down there. We're going to Theodore, and then we're also going to be stopping. We have a meet and greet on Dolphin Island, and we're excited about that. Pirates Bar and Grill there on Dolphin Island at 5:30. So we would love for anybody who can to come out and visit with us. Then we'll be going back over to Mobile and, you know, participating in the Senior Bowl festivities, and are excited to be down there and see so many people on the coast.
Well, is Wesley doing something in particular with the Senior Bowl?
Yes. Well, Wesley, let me see. I'll ask him what it is.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Wesley, what's going on, man?
Man, I am excited about the Senior Bowl. I know we got some great Alabama and Auburn players out there to play. We look forward. We'll be at the parade tonight. I was at the opening ceremonies. Big supporter, having played in the Senior Bowl and know the impact that can have on a young. To have all the top draft prospects in Mobile is a huge deal by itself. But the opportunity it gives these young men to prepare for their future is incredible. And I'm glad to be supporting. I'm glad to be on the Senior Bowl committee and be supporting that. And look forward to a great game.
Hey, Wesley, since we have you on the line real quick, give me an idea what it's like to go through this, your wife campaigning for such a high-profile position and in the news every day. And as a husband and father, how what's this experience been like?
You know, I was actually – that's a great question, and I was actually thinking about that yesterday. I told Katie, it wasn't long into this campaign, when I told Katie, I said, Katie, I ain't worked like this since training camp in the New England Patriots, and this is tough. And after I said, Katie, do you always work like this? She said, yeah, pick it up, Wesley, come on. And but it has honestly been the joy of my life. First and foremost, Katie's been my best friend for 22 years and just an amazing person. I know that this is a mission. And we've got to work. I know what she can do. I know where her heart is. And I love traveling the state with her. And I love seeing Alabama. There's no other state, there's no other place in the world like Alabama. We have the greatest people in the greatest place. And it has been awesome, especially in rural Alabama. Now, I could skip anything that I got to put a tie on. Now, that, let's write that off. Mm-hmm. But that's just me from Coleman, Alabama. But everything else, especially the rural parts of the state, eating catfish. I even had, in Lowndes County, I had a Philly cheesesteak stuffed baked potato.
Wow. And
so being an offensive lineman, 6'8", 320, you know, that was, you know where my heart goes, too.
You probably ate it in 12. Ate it in 12 seconds. We got a few questions for your wife, if you don't mind.
Yes.
No, absolutely.
Thanks for joining the call there, Wesley. That's very, very cool. So, Katie, have some questions for you here. If you were to win the primary and then the general election, some things that would possibly be on your plate and in the news right now, what do you feel the U.S.'s role in this Ukraine-Russia crisis should be? How do you feel on the national stage? What should our involvement be?
Yes. So we are in this position as a direct result of Joe Biden's weakness. I think we need to kind of sort of rewind and think about how we got here. So you have Reagan, who continued to preach during his time in the presidency, peace through strength.
Mm-hmm.
You had Donald Trump that practiced that. There is a reason we did not get into any new wars under Trump's presidency. It is because he conducted himself with you know, and made sure that our country was in a position of strength, not weakness. Unfortunately, when you look at what Biden has done, and you also look at the interplay between both foreign and domestic policy, I think that's important to look at to realize how we got here. First, you had a botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, where we had an American president that got on bended knee to the Taliban. He allowed them to dictate how and why and when we would leave. He left Americans behind enemy lines, he left Christian missionaries behind enemy lines, and he did not keep his word to our allies. And when you do that, you embolden the enemy and you undermine our credibility across the globe. And that is exactly what happened here. When other countries, and particularly our adversaries, see that level of weakness, I mean, you saw China within 48 hours of that begin to circle Taiwan and mm-hmm. say, guess what? You are next, and they're not coming to help you. When you look at what that did with Russia, so you kind of sort of also need to come back to, obviously, failed domestic policy of Biden's. When he cut off the Keystone Pipeline within the first 100 days of his presidency, you know, no longer allowing us to be on the road for energy independence, but yet at the same time removed the sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 there for Russia. I mean, that's the greatest prize that Putin could have possibly gotten, and we got nothing in return. Then you have the Russians who come in and attack our colonial pipeline, allowing our, you know, energy prices to go through the roof here in America, and Biden does nothing. What does Biden do? He says, let me give you a list of things that I would really prefer you to not touch. Y'all, that's not how this works.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have Putin realizing, also, too, because of, you know, allowing that Nord Stream 2, and you know, we have more natural gas than any other country in the world, but yet, you know, we are allowing countries like Germany, to have to be solely dependent on Russia. So Putin has them exactly where he wants them. Then you look at what's happening at the border, like as that kind of sort of continues to elevate, and you can't forget that start the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty that, you know, was done under Obama. Biden gave them an extension of that of 5 years. That's a win for Putin, and we got nothing in return. So as we've seen these troops come up, you know, the difference is under both Obama and now Biden, you know, we are not showing strength. You have, you know, Biden, I mean, Obama, well, I guess it's kind of all the same thing at this point, don't you think? but Obama sent them blankets during his tenure there on the Ukraine border and then you have Trump who sent them weaponry and bombs and made sure that they could defend themselves. And so the position we are in right now is a direct result of continual failed leadership and weakness exuded by the Biden administration.
U.S. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Katie Britt is with us on Mobile Mornings this morning at 17 minutes after 8 o'clock.
And Katie, speaking of energy and the cost of energy, really inflation as a whole, you know, we hit $30 trillion in debt this week. How do we begin to dig our way out of that? If you became a senator from this state, how would you start to work on that?
Yes, well, that is another national security risk, honestly, not to mention, obviously, we are putting this toll on our children's children's children at this point. I mean, first, I think you have to balance the budget. You know, everybody else has to do that across America, but yet for some reason, we don't make sure that our lawmakers in Washington, D.C. have to abide by the same rules that we do in our household. So, I mean, I think we have to pass a balanced budget amendment. And I would go so far as to say that we don't need our lawmakers getting paid until they're able to balance the budget. I think that would probably give them a little bit of an incentive to make it happen. If you look at that starting there, then you need to start cutting government waste. I think you look at agencies across, you know, across the spectrum and see what is you know, where does the federal government actually need to be? Where does it not need to be? I would say one of the very first things I would do is get rid of the Department of Education. I mean, I think that that is something that needs to be done on the state and local level. We don't need the federal government infiltrating our education system. We also don't need bureaucrats in that department who make on average over $100,000. You know, when you have teachers here in the state that make less than half of that. I then think you take and you really do an actual audit of these agencies, and you figure out where we have duplication. Because unfortunately, you know, the more bureaucrats we have, the more red tape that is created, the more troublesome that is for business, and, you know, small business in particular. I'm a big believer in that the best thing that the government can do is just get out of the way. But we need to make sure that where we have that duplication, where you have two agencies doing the same thing or acquiring different things of the same business, et cetera, that we eliminate that. And then I think you have to, I would take it a step further and just say, as we work to, you know, you have authorizers and you have appropriators. And so it's set up that, you know, what is authorized or what is appropriated needs to be authorized. And I think we hold people accountable in that degree as well.
Katie, if we can't, we're going to end it with this right now because we can't, you know, can't have a conversation with anybody, a politician or a government official or whatever, without bringing up COVID. So this administration seems to have thrown their hands up in the air in the last month. And now it's kind of a, hey, y'all are on your own. As a U.S. Senator, where would you want to lead this country as it pertains to COVID going forward?
Yeah, so I think obviously you have to take things serious. You also have to make sure that you are reinforcing personal responsibility. I think you encourage everyone to talk with their doctor and make the decisions that make most sense for them. Unfortunately for all of us, this became a political hot potato instead of something that we dealt with as a unified country. You have Biden that when he couldn't quite figure out how to handle it, he would then mandate solutions that ended up not being solutions at all. I also think it's important to kind of sort of look at how that was done. You know, here he mandated a vaccine that was really targeted, y'all, at hardworking, law-abiding Americans. I mean, it was only people that were working to provide for their family that were put in the crosshairs, which showed you how inauthentic the actual mandate was. I mean, it was about fear and control. If he really believed that that's what we needed to be doing, I mean, then he would have had the people coming across the border. He would have made them get vaccinated. If you look at what he did, you know, with regards to kind of sort of that federal nexus, people who are getting welfare checks, he would have, you know, mandated they get vaccinated before they cash those checks. But that wasn't the approach at all. And so it was all very political, and that you can see through that. I think it is important as we lead that we get back to our normal lives. I mean, we need to get children back in the classroom, obviously taking precautions to make sure that we are, you know, keeping people safe. But it is time. I mean, the learning loss that is being created by children being at home and not being in that classroom, both learning loss, both developmental skills, you know, social skills, et cetera, we will see the effects of this for generations to come.
Katie, we're out of time. We thank you so much.
Yeah, we appreciate your time this morning. Also having Wesley on the phone. Again, if someone locally here wants to come out and see you and Wesley, shake your hand, talk politics, a meet and greet Dolphin Island today, and then you said you'll be around at the Senior Bowl tomorrow. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Dolphin Island tonight at 5:30 at Pirates Bar and Grill. And then tomorrow we'll be at the Senior Bowl. And so, Dan Dalton, I really appreciate the opportunity to be in front of you. We believe we have to earn the vote of every Alabamian. And so to be on your show and to be able to talk with your listeners means more than you know.
Hey, drive through real quick and get Wesley a biscuit. I can feel his hunger from here.
That's right. We will do it. We'll pull over. We'll pull over and get him one. Yeah, right. I'll do that. I'll do that for you.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Wesley.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
All right.
Katie Britt, Wesley Britt joining us on this Friday morning. Again, she said Dolphin Island, 5:30 tonight.
Pirates Bar.
And then Senior Bowl tomorrow. And coming back, more Mobile Mornings on the way.